All right, so you want that electric guitar sound in your music.
But maybe.
Yeah, but maybe you don't have the axe skills or even an axe at all.
Yeah.
That's where electric guitar VSTs come in.
Right.
These things are incredible tools.
Yeah, they really are.
They let you create realistic guitar sounds right in your
Right
computer.
in your doll.
And we're diving deep into those today.
Yeah.
We've got a rundown of the top 10 electric guitar VSTs of 2024.
Right?
So whether you're a seasoned producer or just getting started,
Yeah,
this
perfect.
deep dive is for you.
These VSTs have come a long way.
Oh, yeah.
The sounds are so realistic now,
Wow.
and the techniques and the level of control you have over the tone is
Really?
just mind-blowing.
That's amazing. It's
Yeah.
like having a whole guitar shop and a top-notch studio right there in your DO.
Exactly.
But before we get to the top 10,
Okay.
let's break down what VSTs are and how they work for those who are newer to them.
All right, so
Yeah, go for it.
a VST, your virtual studio technology, is basically software that emulates the sound of a real instrument,
Oh, okay.
like an electric guitar in this case.
Yeah.
And you can play the instrument
Okay.
using a MIDI controller
Yeah.
or by inputting notes directly into your music software.
It's like having a digital version of a guitar
Exactly.
right there in your software. You
Yeah.
can choose different guitars, amps, effects. You can
Yeah.
really shape the sound however you like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And if playing virtual instruments isn't your thing,
Yeah.
you can always use pre-recorded audio loops.
Yeah.
Loops are a great way to get that real human feel
Right.
without actually having to play.
That's a good point.
Yeah, they're like pre-made phrases and licks.
Okay.
Perfect for adding some life and texture to your tracks.
All right. Are you ready to jump into our top 10 electric guitar VSTs?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. We'll start with a couple of options that are great for beginners.
All right.
First up is Ample Guitar LP.
Okay.
This VST focuses on capturing the sound of the Les Paul,
The iconic sound.
which is a guitar known for its warm, thick tones.
Yeah.
And what makes it so great for beginners is
Yeah.
it has a very intuitive interface,
Very easy to use.
even if you're brand new to VSTs.
Exactly.
Plus, it comes with a library of presets,
I know.
so you can just load one up and start playing.
Awesome.
Another great option for beginners is Music Lab Real LPC.
Okay.
This one also emulates the Les Paul, has
Yeah.
a very user-friendly design.
Yeah.
What's cool about Real LPC is that it focuses on making the playing experience feel as realistic as possible.
So cool.
Yeah, even if you don't have years of experience.
Yeah, you can still dig into the nuances of guitar playing.
Exactly. They're like the perfect gateway into electric guitar VSTs.
Yeah.
Now, if you're ready to crank things up a notch
Okay, let's do it.
and venture into rock or metal territory,
All right.
we've got some heavy hitters for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
First on the list for rockers and metalheads is Orange Tree Samples Evolution Rock Standard.
Nice.
This one is based on a PRS guitar, known for its precision and versatility,
Nice.
but it's not just about the guitar itself.
Right?
Evolution Rock Standard goes deep. You can adjust things like pickup height, string gauge,
Wow.
even the type of pick used for the samples.
That's insane.
It's a lot of control.
It really is.
You're not just stuck with one sound, you
Yeah.
can really fine-tune it.
Exactly.
Now, if you're going for those truly heavy sounds,
Okay.
Promini V Metal is an absolute beast.
I've heard good things.
It's packed with a massive library of samples and techniques,
What?
covering everything from soaring lids and crushing
Oh,
riffs
wow.
to those pick scrapes that add that extra layer of
I
realism.
love those little details.
It really makes a difference.
Yeah.
It's like having a metal guitar god at your command.
That's awesome.
And speaking of realistic,
Okay.
we have to mention Impact Soundworks Shredded 3 Stratus.
All right.
This VST is all about emulating the legendary Fender Stratocaster, and
Nice.
it does an incredible job. It captures that bright, snacky Strat sound
That classic Strat sound.
that's been used by so many iconic players.
So many.
It's not just about capturing the basic tone, though.
Right.
What makes Shredded 3 Stratus so impressive is its dynamic range.
Yeah.
You can really dig into the nuances of the instrument.
Oh, wow.
Whether you're playing gentle chords or ripping through a blistering solo,
That's
it
awesome.
really responds to your playing style.
That's so cool.
For those who want to explore the even heavier end of the spectrum,
Okay.
there's Heavier 7 Strings.
Nice.
This one's all about that powerful, deep sound you get from a 7-string guitar.
Seven Strings of Fury.
You can get those low chugging riffs that shake the ground,
It's intense.
but also achieve a wider range of melodic possibilities because of that extra string.
That's so cool.
Now let's move on to some VSTs that are true all-rounders,
Right?
capable of handling a variety of genres and styles.
Okay.
One of my favorites in this category is Native Instruments Session Guitarist Electric Sunburst.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This one emulates a classic Gibson sound, which is incredibly versatile.
Very versatile.
Whether you're playing pop rock blues or something completely different, this VST can handle it.
Totally.
And I bet it makes it super easy to create realistic guitar parts.
Oh, yeah. It's designed to feel like you're playing a real guitar.
Really?
Yeah, with realistic articulations and techniques built right in.
Nice.
It even has a library of pre-made patterns and riffs.
Wow. So you can get some ideas flowing quickly.
Exactly. It's like having a session guitarist on call.
That's so cool.
Ready to lay down some tracks whenever you need them.
If variety is what you're after.
Okay.
Virtu Electricity is an absolute monster.
Oh, yeah.
It's a massive collection of sampled guitars.
Wow.
Including famous models from brands like Fender, Gibson, and Rickenbacker.
Wow.
It's like having a virtual museum of electric guitars right at your fingertips.
That's insane.
You might be surprised to learn that one of our picks is actually a bass VST.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
It's the Scarby Rickenbacker bass. Now, while it's technically designed for bass,
right,
it can also do a fantastic job of creating certain electric guitar sounds.
Interesting.
Particularly for genres like indie and alternative rock.
Okay.
It can add a really cool, unique texture.
Very cool.
I love that idea of using a bass VST for guitar sounds.
Yeah.
It's all about experimenting and finding those unexpected sonic combinations.
Exactly.
Speaking of unique, we have to mention Pettenhaus Direct Guitar 3.0.
Okay.
This one is all about capturing the twangy goodness of the Fender Telecaster.
Oh, yeah, the Telecaster.
The Telecaster is a guitar with a lot of personality.
Yeah, it is.
Known for its bright, snappy attack.
Yeah.
And its ability to handle both clean and overdriven tones with ease.
Absolutely.
Direct Guitar 3.0 really captures that.
Yeah.
Making it a great choice for styles like country blues, surf rock.
Oh, yeah.
And anything else where that classic Telecaster twang is needed.
Love it.
So we've covered a pretty diverse range of electric guitar VSTs so far.
We have.
From iconic Les Pauls.
Yeah.
To versatile Gibsons.
Right.
To the twangy Telecaster.
Yeah.
There's something here for everyone.
Absolutely.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah.
In the next part, we'll dive deeper into some of the features that make these VSTs so incredible.
Hey.
We'll talk about things like playing techniques, microphone placement, and the power of effects.
Sounds good.
But before we move on, let's take a quick look at another option for getting realistic electric guitar sounds into your music.
Okay.
Live guitar loops.
Ah, yes, loops.
They're a fantastic way to inject that human element into your tracks, even if you don't play guitar yourself.
Exactly. They're pre-recorded phrases and licks played by real guitarists.
Yeah.
And they can add a lot of authenticity and life to your music.
And sometimes even if you are a guitarist,
right,
using a loop can be a huge time saver.
Absolutely.
It's like having a library of professional guitarists.
At your disposal.
At your disposal, ready to lay down a perfect riff or melody.
Whenever you need it.
One resource for high quality guitar loops that I really like is Beatcraft Pro. They offer a wide variety of styles and genres.
Nice.
All played with incredible skill and feel.
That's what you want.
So now that we've given you a taste of the top electric guitar VSTs and loops out there,
right,
let's address some questions you might have.
Okay.
First up, what are some truly beginner-friendly VSTs?
Well, we touched on this earlier,
right,
but Ample Guitar LP and Music Lab Real LPC are both excellent choices for those just starting out.
Yeah.
They're designed to be easy to use, sound great, and they won't overwhelm you with a ton of complicated features.
Great. And what about the age-old question of free versus paid VSTs?
Well, there are definitely some free options out there.
Yeah.
And they can be a good way to kind of dip your toes in the water
and
see what VSTs are all about.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, paid VSTs offer higher quality samples, more features.
Yeah.
Better overall performance.
Okay.
They're often developed by teams who are really passionate about creating the most realistic and expressive virtual instruments possible.
So if you're serious about getting the best possible guitar sounds, investing in a paid VST is definitely worth considering.
I think so.
Now, for a question that's probably on everyone's mind, just how realistic can these VSTs sound?
The realism of modern electric guitar VSTs is honestly pretty mind-blowing.
Wow.
especially the top tier ones that we mentioned earlier.
Right.
Like Evolution Rock Standard and Shreddage 3 Stratus.
Yeah.
They capture the nuances of different playing techniques.
Wow.
The subtle variations in tone.
Really?
Even the way the strings interact with the pickups.
That's amazing.
It's remarkable how far this technology has come.
It's like having a real guitar and amp right there on your computer.
Pretty much.
Okay, last question. Is it considered cheating or unprofessional to use guitar loops in your music?
Absolutely not.
Okay, good.
In fact, many professional producers use loops all the time.
Really?
They're a valuable tool for adding texture, realism, and even inspiration to your tracks.
That makes sense.
It's all about using the right tool for the job.
Right.
And creating the best music possible.
Exactly. It doesn't matter how you get there, as long as the end result sounds great.
Exactly.
All right. So we've covered the basics of VSTs and loops.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to explore.
Oh, yeah.
In the next part, we'll dive into those finer points of creating realistic guitar sounds.
Okay, cool.
Stay tuned.
All right. So you've got this sonic toolbox.
Okay.
Packed with these amazing electric guitar VSTs and loops.
A sonic toolbox. I like that.
Yeah.
It really feels that way when you start exploring all the possibilities.
Right.
Like you can go from a mellow acoustic strumming vibe to face melting metal in a snap.
Exactly. That's what's so exciting about this technology.
Yeah.
It gives anyone the power to create music with those authentic and expressive guitar sounds.
Right.
Even if you've never held a real guitar in your life.
You know, while I was researching these VSTs, one thing that stood out to me was the level of detail they put into capturing those different playing techniques.
Oh, yeah.
Like legato, bending hammer-ons, pull-offs.
All the things that give guitar playing its character.
Exactly.
Like those subtle nuances that can make it sound like a real player.
Right.
For example, Ample Guitar LP.
Okay.
You can control how intense the vibrato is,
yeah.
The speed of the bends.
Wow.
Even how the pick attacks the strings.
It's like having a virtual guitar hero in your computer.
Right.
The best part is you don't need years of practice to pull off those techniques.
Exactly. You just program them in.
Right.
Experiment with different variations. See what works best for your music.
And you can create guitar parts that would be impossible to play on a real instrument.
Oh, totally opens up so many creative possibilities.
It's not just about playing techniques either.
Right.
A lot of these VSTs let you choose from different microphone options.
Yeah, you can capture different aspects of the guitar sound.
So you might have a close mic for a tight focus sound.
Right.
A room mic for ambience. Yeah.
Or a condenser mic placed further away to capture the overall space.
It's like having a whole recording studio.
At your disposal.
Right there in your computer.
And you can blend those different microphone signals together.
Yeah.
Create the perfect balance for your mix.
Exactly. And speaking of mixing, we have to talk about effects.
Okay. Yeah, the effects.
These VSTs often come loaded with built-in effects.
Okay.
Like distortion, delay, reverb, all the good stuff.
All the good stuff.
Effects are where you can really shape the personality of the guitar.
Okay.
Want a warm vintage sound.
Okay.
Add some tape saturation and spring reverb.
Okay.
Going for something more modern and aggressive.
All right.
Crank up the distortion. Throw in some delay for that spacious feel.
It's like having a pedal board.
Yeah.
Full of sonic possibilities.
Right at your fingertips.
Right at your fingertips, and you can experiment.
Yeah.
With all these different effect combinations.
Without having to rewire anything.
That's the best part.
It's all about finding those unique sonic textures.
That make your music stand out.
We've talked about VSTs, loops, playing techniques, microphone options, effects.
There's a lot to consider.
When it comes to creating realistic electric guitar sounds.
There is, but it's a really exciting time to be a music creator.
It is. With all these tools at our disposal, it feels like the possibilities are endless.
They really are.
It's all about embracing the technology.
Yeah.
Using it to fuel your creativity.
And never being afraid to experiment.
Right.
Sometimes the most unexpected combinations lead to the most amazing results.
We've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From the basics of VSTs and loops.
Yeah.
To those finer points of playing techniques and shaping your sound.
And all the different options out there.
Yeah, we've looked at a whole range of electric guitar VSTs.
From those perfect for beginners.
Yeah.
To those powerhouse tools designed for professionals.
We've talked about how important it is to capture those nuanced performances.
Right.
Use those microphones strategically.
Yeah.
And get creative with effects.
Yeah, to craft your own unique sound.
But at the end of the day, it's not just about the technical side of things.
No, it's about the music.
The emotion.
Yeah.
The stories you tell through sound.
And these tools are a way to help you tell those stories.
Like the brushes for a painter.
Or the pen for a writer.
Instruments of expression ready to be used.
By creative minds.
Beautifully said. So as we wrap up this part of our deep dive into the world of electric guitar VSTs,
okay,
I want to leave you with a final thought to ponder.
A parting shot of sonic inspiration?
Now that you've had a glimpse of what's possible,
yeah.
Now that you know there's a whole universe of electric guitar sounds out there
waiting to be explored,
I want you to ask yourself this.
Okay.
Which VST or loop pack really sparks your imagination?
Yeah, which one makes you want to fire up your data VAU and start creating?
And what kind of music will you make with it?
Will be a soaring rock anthem.
A bluesy ballad.
A face-melting metal masterpiece.
Or maybe something totally new.
Yeah, something that blends genres and pushes boundaries.
That's what's so exciting about it.
There are no rules, no limitations.
Just endless possibilities.
You have the power to shape your own sonic destiny.
The future of music is in your hands. Before we wrap things up,
okay.
You know, we've talked about all the technical stuff, the
yeah.
Different options available.
Right.
But when you're choosing an electric guitar, VST or loop pack,
yeah.
What do you think is like the most important thing for someone to consider?
I think it really comes down to inspiration.
Inspiration.
Yeah. Does the VST or loop pack make you excited to create?
Okay.
Does it spark an idea for a song?
Yeah.
A riff?
Right.
At the end of the day, that's what really matters.
Yeah.
The technical stuff is important.
Of course.
But it's all in service of the music.
Right.
If a VST sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Super realistic.
Yeah.
But it doesn't inspire you to write.
Right.
It's not really doing its job.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah.
It's about finding those tools that speak to you creatively.
Yeah.
The ones that let you translate your musical ideas into reality.
That's it.
So when you're exploring all these different VSTs and loop packs,
yeah.
Pay attention to how they make you feel.
Yeah, how do they make you feel?
Which ones get your creative juices flowing?
Exactly.
Which ones make you want to sit down and start making music?
Those are the ones you should focus on.
Yeah, don't get too bogged down in the technical details.
Yeah, don't worry about using the right tools or anything like that.
There's no right or wrong.
Yeah, just find what works for you.
Create the music you want to make.
And there's no shame in starting with something simple.
Yeah.
A beginner-friendly VST.
Right.
And working your way up.
As you get more experience, you can always explore more advanced tools.
Absolutely.
Just have fun and experiment.
Don't be afraid to try new things.
Mix and match sounds.
Push the boundaries.
You might be surprised at what you discover.
You never know.
So to everyone listening.
Yeah.
I hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of electric guitar VSTs and loops.
I hope so.
But more importantly, I hope it's inspired you to start creating your own music.
That's the goal.
Whether you're a seasoned producer or just starting out.
It doesn't matter.
Go out there and make some magic.
The world is waiting to hear what you create.
Thanks for joining us on this sonic adventure.
It's been fun.
Until next time, keep those creative sparks flying.